Who has that same deal?
Palace live on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. Push on guitar and vocals. We have Dave Pajo and congas. Also joining us in the studio, Howard Reynolds and Colin Gagan on keyboards. Now, I guess this is a really new song, West Palm Beach.
It's not. Well, we did it right a minute ago.
Yeah. Hey.
A new morning.
It's early. Yeah. Now, you know, we started the show with one from the album called Palace Brothers, and there have been various sort of incarnations of the
name.
There's
actually a new name for that record.
Is there?
Yeah.
What's that?
And some of the records, if you buy them in the store, it has the new name for the record.
Oh, and it's now under the name?
Days in the Wake.
Days in the Wake?
Yeah.
Rather than Palace Brothers?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. What made you put a different name on it?
When we would talk about it, it was confusing sometimes,
yeah.
And we could never... Just in order to clear conversation, make it go faster, we use that.
Oh, I see.
And then we started to put it on the discs.
Oh, okay. So if that's what people should look for then. If they
some stores have one and some stores have another.
I guess over time then the others will be fleshed out. And
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that's noticeable, obviously, is that... you know, the different names of the band, Palace Brothers, Palace Songs. Now the shows are called Palace. As you tour, it's simply just Palace.
Some towns, they advertise different things. Though. Some towns put flyers up for one thing or another thing. And
well, just to clear it up a little bit, when it was originally began, the band was Palace Brothers, and then everybody started...
Originally, it was Palace Flophouse.
Oh, okay. Even before that, Palace Flophouse. So that was the original name. And then... And then what happened?
And then it became Palace Brothers.
Okay. And that was just a different lineup? Is that what...
No, it was a different musical focus.
Ah. And how did that musical focus shift? I guess we'd have to listen to the records to know.
Well, there was no Palace Flophouse record, so you have a hard time
okay.
checking that out.
And then when it shifted
There's
from...
some memories, though. We have a lot of memories of those things.
Well, and it's in your blood, too, I guess.
Yeah.
And when it shifted from Palace Brothers to Palace Songs, that was a lineup change.
Yeah, more significantly a lineup change, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess also a musical focus change.
Oh, no, not anymore.
Not in that case. Okay. And now that it's simply Palace, is it...
Simply Palace. The next name.
Next name's going to be Simply Palace?
Simply Palace.
So Palace Flophouse, where did that come from originally? I love the word palace anyway.
Yeah,
it's a great word. But Palace Flophouse, where did that originally drop down from?
From Todd and I had listened or read books, Cannery Row and Sweet Thursday, and it's a place that's in there.
Fantastic. I didn't put that together. Cannery Row, yeah. And... Before we head into this next song, I want to point out that the name Push, is that short for Pushkin?
I guess.
Because that's one of my favorite songs from the recordings. And I'm guessing that's really a moniker for the artistic point of view of Palace and all its incarnations.
A moniker?
Yeah, a moniker.
We got a good moniker level with that.
Yeah. I guess it really allows you to sort of sink into the artistic sensibility that is the band.
And just to keep other people out.
Really? Sort of a doorway or a shield.
Stargate.
A shield?
What we would call a stargate.
A stargate. Well, you know, and there's a lot of danger, though, if you don't have that, I'm supposing, for a lot of people and obviously for you.
Yeah.
If you don't have that shield, that stargate.
Yeah. The music turns to crap.
Does it?
Seems like it.
And you know this from experience or from seeing it happen to other people?
Oh, from seeing it happen to other people, not from experience.
Okay. You're just guarding against what may be inevitable if that...
Crapification, yes.
Yeah, the crapification of the music. What do you think really is at the heart of why it becomes crapified, to use your word? I mean, why does it have to, you know, undergo crapification? If that shield is lifted, if we're following all these analogies here?
I guess people don't have a lot of self-respect.
Hmm. So it's a way for you to hold on to that self-respect.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. We have Palace in the studio. I'm Chris DeRitas. Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW. We're hearing a live performance. This next one, I'm guessing, is this Drinking Woman?
You called it.
All right, here we go.